This week in West Virginia history, on September 14, 1862, Confederate artillery launched the opening barrage in the Battle of Harper's Ferry, initiating perhaps the most important Civil War conflict in present West Virginia. Harper's Ferry was key to Confederate Commander Robert E. Lee's strategy in invading Maryland. Union forces stationed at Harper's Ferry stood in the way of Lee's supply line. Lee dispatched Stonewall Jackson to capture Martinsburg, which fell without a shot, and then take Harper's Ferry. Jackson positioned his artillery on mountain heights that towered above Harper's Ferry. Union Commander Dixon Miles had haphazardly allowed his troops to be trapped in a bowl in the middle of the heights. By the next morning, Jackson had pounded the Union garrison into submission. Miles was killed by a blast shortly after the surrender. Jackson's capture of nearly 13,000 Union forces was the largest surrender of a Northern army during the Civil War and the third largest surrender of a United States army in history. 2 days later, Confederate troops arrived from Harper's Ferry just in time to save the day for Robert E. Lee in the waning moments of the Battle of Antietam. For more information on the Battle of Harper's Ferry, visit EWV, the West Virginia Encyclopedia, at wvencyclopedia.org. This Week in West Virginia History is a project of the West Virginia Humanities Council and West Virginia Public Broadcasting.
To find educational activities for teachers and students, go to wv.pbslearningmedia.org.